I want to share something just real quick, and then we're going to partake in communion. I'm going to be about 4 minutes with this. I want to encourage you. For some of you, change is hard in your life. You don't like it. You don't even like the word change. But by not engaging in change of your behavior, sometimes it's just easy to stay the way you are and give no effort. And then when that happens, actually, it's less, the results is worse than nothing happening. If you're in a negative pattern, you go deeper and darker. And God wants you to know today that you've come to a moment in your life where there is more for you. God has a blessing, and it's not just for you. It's for His work. It's as Brother Dick said today, it's for you to serve and to give. And when you give and serve, you become what God has called and created you to be. I just got 6 quick little thoughts that I want to leave you with. Number one, in order to do that, Debbie, I love, just stay right where you are. Assume complete responsibility for your life. Don't look to put it on somebody else. We are where we're at because we made the decisions and choices to get there, right? Where there's either accusers, there's excusers, and then there's choosers in our lives. Are you an accuser? It's their fault. It's their fault. Are you an excuser? Well, it's just, you know, it's the economy. It's this. It's that. Or are you going to be a person today that makes a definitive choice? Because some, you're going to leave out of here today and you're going to say, well, that's nice. And you're going to go right back the way you were. And I'm not just prophesying that, but the law of average is that's probably what's going to happen. But you don't have to do that. Today, you can make the decision. You're not going to stay that way. You are going to make a difference. You are going to move ahead. You are going to be what God has called you to believe. And if you're going to do that, you have to believe that change is attainable. You have to believe that. James 1:6 says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the wave of a sea blown and tossed in every way. You've got to put your hand around it. You got to say, okay, I can't do it. In my weakness, though, God is made strong. Number three, you got to determine what you really want in life. My goodness, I meet people, one day they want to do this, another day they want to do that, and then the next day they're going here doing this. And they're scattered. They're going in 1,000 different directions. And the Bible says in James 1:8, a double-minded man, he's unstable not in one way, he's unstable in all his ways. I want to encourage you today. Determine what you want. I told somebody this week, I used this metaphor I learned years ago from my father-in-law. I told him when I was a kid, I want to be a dairy farmer, but I wanted to go and do all these other things. And he'd say, if you want to be a dairy farmer, you got to love the cows. And for some of you, you got to love some things that you don't like doing. If you want to be a great father, how many of you know you've got to put some things in your life to be a great father? If you want to be a great husband, a great mom, a great piano player, a trumpet player, whatever, you've got to give yourself to whatever God has called you and you have the desire in your heart to be. Amen? You got to like them cows if you're going to be a dairy farmer. You got to like what you do. And if you don't, if you just go in a circle, you're never going to land on anything that's going to amount to anything. But if you'll focus, laser focus. And number four, you can't wait for the perfect moment before you advance forward. And I love this quote from Napoleon Hill. He says, use the moment now and make it perfect. You can't wait for the perfect time. You can't wait for the perfect weather. You can't wait for the perfect house. You can't wait for the perfect job. You can't wait for the perfect vacation. You can't wait. And people use every reason in the world. Well, I'm going to wait for this to happen. I'm going to wait till, you know, there's a different president or a different governor. I'm going to wait till the sun shine until it's rain and have every reason in the world not to do it right now. And God says in 2 Corinthians, as just the right time, I heard you on the day of salvation. I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Everybody say right now. Come on. Today is the day of salvation. You got to make that happen. And you got to, number five, change the direction in your life. Some of you are hurting yourself. And you're hurting the people that love you. It's time to make a change. make the change. I'm proud of Chris. He could have spent the rest of his life being an alcoholic and a drug addict. But when the Spirit of God visited him in the jail, you know, sometimes jail is good for people. Hallelujah. For those of you who don't know it, I spent a night in a jail one time. It was good for me. Good for me. My wife is laughing about it too. It was before we were married. Change your direction. John 8:32. Know the truth. The truth makes you free. Number six, make your move. Make it. You can move with him. You can do the things that he's called. I read it on Thursday night, Acts 17:28. In him we live and we move. And we have our being. You don't have to stay the way you are. You don't have to choose to live in that life that's nothing's happening. You can make a decision today. Who am I talking to today? To make the change and the decision that you're going to live for God. You're not looking for a shortcut out. You're looking for a long cut in, and to do everything he says. Come on, I want those that are going to help me share communion. I want you to come quickly. I want to serve you this morning right where you are. If you have children with you, I want you to use wisdom on that. This is a very sacred moment today. You're welcome to partake. If you made a decision to love and to know the Lord Jesus Christ, whosoever will, let them come. We want to serve you the cup and the bread, the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. We want you to believe God for something great in your life. When you receive the element this morning, the bread and the cup, I want you to hold it and wait together. When you receive it, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to begin to thank God for who and what he has done in your life. And I want you to thank him for what he wants to do in your life. Maybe you're here today and you're going through a challenge, an issue in your life of some sort. And you don't know how to make it through. You don't know how to make it out. Maybe you're here and you're sick in your body. God wants to take this moment today, touch you in a powerful way, and let the supernatural Spirit of the living God come upon you in a powerful way and change your circumstances, heal your sick body, minister wholeness and life to you. And I've told a few people this, even today, that when my wife started the chemo, I had some come to me and say, I just want you to know, with every treatment, it's going to get harder. She's going to get sicker. And the first treatment, she was so sick. We begin to pray and believe God. Somebody sent us a small little book, and they sent us a beautiful little, I believe it's an olive wood cup. It looked like it came right from Israel. I have others in my office upstairs and at home. And I thought that was a sign from God that we would begin to take communion together every day. Believe God and call forth the promises of God, just like Brother Chuck Wood said this morning. Have the word of God coming out of our mouth, speaking life to our situation. Do you know when we begin to take that communion together every day and begin to call upon the promises of God and begin to thank him? My wife's second chemo treatment came about. It wasn't worse. Her health was 100% better improvement from the time before that she had it. That was a God thing only. She took her third out of four, this past Thursday. And other than becoming tired, I'm telling you, it's like, they put something in that one that's just fired her up. The other day, Garrett was in the house. He was eating and putting his dishes in the sink. She came over, Garrett, you put them dishes in the sink, you clean them and put them in the dishwasher. And I just started smiling. Actually, I started laughing. And Garrett, he had a little smile on his face. And Patty, she was serious. You clean them dishes, you put them in that dishwasher. You don't leave them in that sink. And she's going, and I walked to her and I put wipe off the counter. I mean, mop the floor, change the laundry, whatever. I went up, put my hands on Garrett. I'm smiling. I'm kind of laughing. I said, go give your mom a big hug. This is a miracle from God right now. She's a little cranky and ornery for the glory of God because God has touched her. And he's going to touch your life this morning. If you did not get served, I want you to wave your hand. We don't want to miss anyone. Put your hand up real high. If you did not get served and you want to, put your hand up high. I don't want to miss anyone. Good. Take the bread. Hold it in your hand today. Close your eyes with me. He took it, the Bible says. He blessed it. He said, this is my body. It's been broken for you, each one of us. The work of the cross completes what is lacking in your life and in mine today for healing, for restoration. I speak life and wholeness into the bodies today that are in this house that are sick and tormented in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, for the stripes upon your back, how you were bruised and wounded for our transgressions. He took the bread, said, this is my body. As often as you eat it, remember me. Let's partake of the bread, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ together. Thank you, God. In the same way, he took the cup. He lifted it up. He said, this is my blood. This is the New Testament. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I speak life. I speak hope to hopeless situations. I pray, God, for my brothers and my sisters today that as we partake of the cup together, the power of the cross will come alive in every life, youngest to the oldest. Bring health, bring life, bring peace, I pray. He took the cup. He said, this is my blood. Drink it, every one of you, and remember what I've done. Let's partake together. Praise your name. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for your blood. For your body that was bruised and broken. I thank you for your kindness to each one of us today, God. Be honored and glorified by everything that has been done and everything that has been said here today. For your glory and your honor, I pray, and I pray blessing over your people. As they rise up, as they walk in the way, may they be blessed in the favor of God to rest mightily upon them in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. I want to do one last thing before I dismiss you. This past month, we took an offering for JAM. We were like about seeking about 3,200. About 1,100 came in. The following week after that, we had Robert Stearns come in. We were able to give to the mission in Israel $1,700 that day. So powerful. We need to buy a flat screen. And I just thought, I'm not going to receive an offering, but I'm going to ask some business people. I want my son Ryan to stand up, just so you know him, and I ask him ahead of time. If you would like to join with us and partner with us in that, we need about $1,200 to make this happen. All I want you to do is to see him on the way out. You can give him something, or you can say, hey, I'm going to send this to you. But I want to put that flat screen up there. That's for the kids 3 to 5. Aaron Martin is up there. I think Samantha's up there this morning. We want to make an input. You say, what do we need a flat screen? They're going to watch cartoons? No. We are going to be a high tech for those 3 to 5s where they can hear and receive the word of God in a visual way, in many, many ways, and bless those children in a powerful way. If you would like to, see my son Ryan before you go, and let's get that job done today. I love you. The Lord bless you. If you have a prayer need today, come on down. I want some of the prayer folk to come on down. Stand with me. We want to pray for you. Go in God's grace today. Blessings to you in love.